As we look at things like technology and we look at anxiety and we look at mental health treatment, diagnoses, anxiety, depression, those things are at all-time highs for young people on our college campuses, and it is something that is a big concern and we shouldn't ignore, and I think we've ignored for too long. And now it's important that we start understanding, well, where is some of this stuff coming from? And begin to normalize some of those things, because anxiety, being nervous, is part of our experience. Mm-hmm. And so if we start judging ourselves based on what we're experiencing, that's never a good thing to do. Then we're going to suppress it. Then we're going to keep it secret. Then we're not going to be willing to ask for help. We're not going to be vulnerable. We're going to deny it. We have to act tougher. And then it's going to come out somewhere. So we see workplace violence going through the roof. We see mass violence all over the place now. We see people becoming more and more isolated. And technology has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because while technology is a wonderful thing, there is a flip side to it as well. And this is the way life is. It's not like, oh, it was better in the old. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
Right.
It wasn't better in the old days. It was just different. And it will be different 20 years from now. But we have to understand the impact of some of these things. So as people have become more and more dependent on technology, and we have all these high achievers, we tend to look at getting ahead, doing things, and a pressure to be something, to use these things to, you know, you look at some of the, I watch like the Food Channel quite a bit, mm-hmm. and you see like the kids cooking shows, right. And you see these 10-year-olds doing these amazing things. It's like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. They're 11 and they have their own business.
Yeah.
They have their own catering business. Like, okay, well, you know, that's good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also a little, it's getting a little bizarre.
Yeah.
And my point of saying all this is that we can tend to lose the person in the technology. So I become highly skilled from a technical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But from a relationship or a social and emotional standpoint, I can be somewhat developmentally behind,
mm-hmm.
and or immature. And so I think the kinds of things that we're wanting to focus in on now are, we'll see the emphasis on social and emotional learning in our curriculums now. We never used to see that.
Yeah.
We talk about our emotions more now than we ever did. It used to be we didn't do that as a kid, or certainly if you were a little boy and only some people could do it, and then there was judgments about that. So we're getting better about all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a huge gap. We have, as I look at people, I'm just kind of jumping ahead here,
yeah.
Ryan, but as I look at various industries and certainly in the sports world, we see a whole influx of technology. I mean, the industry is changing unbelievably. You know, you still have to throw the ball, hit the ball, catch the ball, kick the ball, whatever it is.
Right.
But the use of technology, most of which is really impressive. It's unbelievable stuff. But my concern is that we start to lose the person. And we have young people coming into the industry that have been very, very successful at understanding the data and the technology. And they have what we call more of fluid intelligence, but they don't necessarily have what we would call more crystallized intelligence,
mm-hmm.
which is really bringing the kinds of knowledge that only experience can give us, the sort of wisdom, whether it's to our schools, to our sports, to the technology, and ultimately the people who use those technologies. And I think that's one of the big challenges we have ahead of us.